This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 27 April 2018. Well, this week a lot of the news has to do with the underfunded pensions on a worldwide basis. This article, "The Pension Crisis is Worse Than You Think." And it really is. There's a lot to talk about. Mish Shedlock did a great article using the infographics graphic display of it's a worldwide problem. It's very bad now, and it's only going to get worse in the future. Both these articles point out, one, demographics. You go back into my grandmother's history, and there were probably 20 people working for every retired person. Now, if you look at Social Security, it's like three or four. In that range, maybe it's two, three, four. Anyway, the point being is that when you're a young worker, do you want to work most of your working career to support somebody that's retired? It's not going to work. And so that's just one of several problems. Another problem is compound interest, what's called the eighth wonder of the world. And markets don't compound normally. Some do over time. It's an exception, not a rule. But many of the financial planners make a base assumption of, you know, 6, 7, 8% return compounded over time and blah, 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 blah. You need this much money and you're going to be just fine when you retire. Well, that is not true because, again, markets usually don't compound in that method. Much more realistic would be maybe 2 or 3%. And even there, we haven't really seen a real growth rate, in my view, studied view, of that amount over the last several years, basically since the 2008 crisis. So this is a growing problem. This is why you see so many people that are gray-haired working at McDonald's and other places, because they either ran out of money, they didn't plan for retirement, their company that had a pension for them is defunct, the money was taken out of the pension plan and used by the company for other purposes, and on and on and on goes the story. The point being that if you plan on retiring, and you better be more self-sufficient than dependent upon not only Social Security in the U.S. or the like services in other countries, and have something set aside that you yourself can control. End of speech. On to the next topic. And I can't go a week probably without talking about my favorite market, the most important market, the market everyone needs to watch and watch carefully. And that, of course, is the debt markets, or commonly known as the bond markets. Wolf Richter back on my radar. Wolf Street, peak bubble for junk bonds, says WeWork bond sale. The junk bond market is a total bubble. The 10-year treasury is at 3%, and junk bonds are what they state. They're junk. They give high yields, and if you get in and play it correctly, certainly can do well, but you really need to know what you're doing, and these are things that you don't marry. These are things that you date for a while to get the yield and back out. Also, if you can, you would like to have some type of a hedge in place through whatever ETF, some derivative or whatever, but the point being that junk bond bubble is red hot, yielding about 7.75, which sounds like a great deal. No matter what the risk, the cash burn and the losses, especially if the only metric that counts has quintupled over the last 2 years. However, these things do not end well, and it's better to get out early than once the pop has happened, then it's almost impossible. Moving on to the most important market, and that is, of course, the energy markets. Oilprice.com. Oil majors are abandoning Venezuela. When Venezuela is a socialistic country, and that's basically the government takes care of everybody, and when oil prices were high, that basically could happen. It took place, more or less. However, since oil prices have declined substantially over the last several years, the amount of cash flow into that country has deteriorated to a substantial degree. There is hyperinflation. There is quite a lot of distress going on throughout the country. I think most of us know that the average Venezuelan's lost something like 21 pounds. I think some of you You've probably seen the Dollar Vigilante. Luke Rakowski and Jeff Berwick did a video going down and showing the piles of money and what they would barely purchase. So it's really in disarray. It's very, very sad. But this is getting even worse because, as I just read, the majors are abandoning Venezuela. So it's become such a disruptive environment that some that were still remaining there and pumping oil out basically said enough is enough and they're leaving. Moving on to a few words about the crypto space, or they're now starting to call these digital currencies. That's fine. Of course, we have digital currencies now with the fiat system worldwide. I mean, every bank account out there is hooked up digitally to a computer. There's not the equivalent amount of paper sitting in a vault somewhere, and I think we all know that. Anyway, the point is, Zero Hedge, another great article, Iran bans crypto amid currency crisis. If you go back to the article I wrote, my 2 cents about my 2 bits about Bitcoin, you'll find what I basically boiled it down to is that if this thing gets a lot of momentum, governments are going to want to control it. And here's a government, the Iran government, and they're saying, we're going to ban crypto. Now, I don't want to jump to a conclusion that that means other governments will ban cryptos or certain cryptos, but they do want control. I think that's pretty clear with what's going on. Can the free market come up with a solution to that? And I'd say yes. My limited study has shown that there are cryptos out there that are absolutely totally anonymous, but not many. A lot of them, if you've got the ledger and you're on there anonymously with your code, your encryption, that's great. But if you think you're absolutely protected by that, I would say think again. Not that you aren't in some way. What my point is that if you became a case of interest, then all those protections that you think you have, forget it. Now, once you're discovered, then they could go through and basically determine where you've been on your trail on the distributed ledger. So just a word of the wise, I am still neutral to the crypto space, but I am positive on the blockchain. I think Ethereum is quite a breakthrough. And we just need to see how this develops over time. Certainly done correctly, it certainly could be a bane to the bankers and a boost to the people at large, but not everyone fits into that category. Just spoke about Iran. This is from CNBC. Police in China seize 600 computers used to mint Bitcoin. Police in the North China city of Xinjiang confiscated 600 computers used to mine cryptocurrency after the local power grid operator reported abnormal electricity usage. 5 people are under investigation and have been detained in this case. So, again, I don't want to make the point too strong, but I also want to paint an accurate picture of what is happening in this space, and you really need to pay attention and be careful. And I'm going to finish up with gold and silver. The markets did well a couple of weeks ago. I didn't do an update last week, but they've fallen back. We're back in a trading range, back to the dull idea of gold and silver going sideways, so be it. I've got the Fat Cat Investor, which I guess most would consider to be a competitor of mine, but I get along with most everybody in my industry. And this gentleman contacted me late this week, and we had a chat about storing precious metals. And he had some very specific questions that he asked me, and I had answers that that he didn't anticipate, but he wasn't sure. In other words, there is a lot more to storing your precious metals than you might think, because most people will sign the contract really not reading and understanding the contract. And this gentleman actually went in and read every contract that he could get his hands on word for word and saw so many flaws in the industry. And then he called me and asked me if I was aware of them. And the answer is absolutely 100% yes. However, since I am so tied to the industry and have so many friends in the industry and I'm not here to spread fear, I basically leave it for the adults that do sign the contract to make the presupposition that people actually read them and know what the flaws are and are willing to take the risks. However, I personally only trust a few, and I'll probably write an article on that in the Morgan Report. I don't think I'm going to do one in the public domain because it would give me too much negative feedback, and I don't need it. But there is something you want to be very careful about when you store your precious metals. And just generally speaking, if you are a high net worth investor, and that could be defined by yourself, I've advocated having it more than one jurisdiction, which means, depending on where you're domiciled, you would like to have your metal stored probably close to you. Some you can hold, obviously. And if you're a big enough investor, you need to store some, then have it in a different jurisdiction. So enough said on that. I'm contemplating whether or not I'll write an article in the Morgan Report about it. I'm pretty certain that I will, because people that follow my work carefully, the paid subscribers, I want them to have every benefit that I possibly can muster. And I'll leave it at that. I will be back with you next week. This one's a little bit late. I'm a day off. I had a really bad cold when I came back from my last business trip, but I'm standing up and doing well.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.